Scholastic Audio presents The Parker Inheritance by Varian Johnson. Read by Cherise Booth. Chapter 1. Abigail Caldwell. October 17, 2007. Abigail Caldwell stared at the letter. The letter stared back. The paper was bright, crisp, smooth, like the pages of a new book that had yet to be cracked open. The letter, with its small black single-spaced words and sharp edges, spoke of a great injustice. It was written by a man who did not exist, and it promised an incredible fortune to the city of Lambert, South Carolina, if its puzzle could be solved. Abigail refolded the letter, then placed it in her purse. Dusk was beginning to set, and apart from the handful of teens playing basketball, Vickers Park was empty. She sat on a bench outside of the Enoch Washington Memorial tennis courts. A small crew had already removed the rusted fence surrounding the courts and was now carrying over jackhammers. A large yellow backhoe loomed in the distance. "Miss Caldwell, you sure you want us to start tonight?" the chief of maintenance asked, handing her some earmuffs. "We're gonna have to pay overtime, and the noise alone will—" "I know," she said. "I'll deal with any fallout tomorrow." She couldn't risk starting the operation during daylight hours. It would draw too much attention. The chief adjusted his hard hat.